Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin El-Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Trayvon Edwards, Juju Gotti, Jason Madison, John Gervais, and Chase Cash. We got a hell of a show for you guys today. We're going to talk about a lot. We're going to talk about a lot of hoops today. I'm going to tell you, it's the playoffs are on, so we are in full throttle. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. Make sure you are getting all the extra content, the Cinephobe special editions, the watch-alongs, the Discord, the OG podcast, so much more. Cinephobe, I already said Cinephobe watch-alongs. You got it. Count the Dings. Patreon.com/countthedings. Stay locked in. Make sure you are a part of that. All right, let's get started.
Is Anthony Edwards the face of the NBA?
No, unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. Unfortunately not.
Not yet is what I'm saying.
Ant-Man finna take over the league. If you don't know, now you know, because none of that shit in the regular season to me is awesome. But he doing it when the lights is bright right now. Just like the Suns getting them wins in the regular season. Boy, bring that ass up here in the goddamn playoffs. And so shit, how can you not look at a young nigga in the playoffs doing what he doing with them low-top paint motherfuckers and then moving forward not have him in the conversation? I'm not saying he's supposed to be in it now because of what he did thus far, but moving forward after we see what ever the Timberwolves do, dare I say, he should be coming up real soon.
Believe that.
All right.
That's good.
He's definitely, we talk about this all the time, like, who's the next American who's going to win MVP? Because it's been a damn long time.
That's a good question.
And, like, Anthony Edwards is, that's the guy, right? Like, that's the guy who checks all the boxes. Juju, like you said, when the playoff hits, this ain't the first time. This nigga from it, since his first playoff,
right,
he's been amazing every single time the playoffs start. He's got personality, which I think, so for instance, a lot of people when I say, like, who's the best American player or whatever, say, well, why not Jason Tatum? Why can't he be the face of the league? The nigga don't have a personality, man. Right. Like, and that's not his fault. Like,
he
that's just who he is.
My man, because he had the blicky on him, but I think when my man come back too, he still got the streaks. Let's not get it twisted. When Ja Morant come back, if he do what he's supposed to do, I think him and Anthony Edwards are the great, are the two ones that that we can have.
But this is the thing, Chase.
John Morant might not get the advertising, but I still think he's gonna have the streets.
He did. Oh no, don't say.
No, he got the streets. He got the streets for sure. He like Lamar Jackson. You can't not fuck with Ja. Like if you a nigga in the world, you can't not fuck with Ja. You got the streets forever.
I'm gonna say this. Don't say if he got the advertising. Everything was set up for that nigga. He got his signature shoe. He marketed it as like someone the kids love. Motherfucker was fun and exciting, and the Grizzlies were winning. That nigga had every opportunity.
I'm just saying, I don't know if he's gonna get it again.
Oh, now if he's gonna get it again, there's only one way he gets it again.
There's only one way he gets it again.
And that's when
all he gotta do is show up, bro. Listen, a couple niggas. Ja 2 coming. They got my nigga doing the yoga plan right now. They rolled him out. You seen him chasing the new Nike yoga ads. They got him zenned out. Listen, we rebranding the boy. He ain't cutting his hair. Don't listen. Behind the scenes, I think
Ja is actually permanently now going to be tier two because you have an Anthony Edwards who will also like kind of take that mantle of the streets fuck with him, but also he's on a better team. And I think he's the better player. So I think Jaws had his moment and he kind of tricked it off. And because Anthony Edwards like occupies that similar quadrant in like the sphere, like Ja, I think will always low key be a tier under him. And like
they tried to do Kobe like that.
But that's what I'm saying. But Kobe was
they also like did that. They also I'm did saying, Eddie Kane like that from the Five Heartbeats. Eddie Kane, but you I'm know saying, what I mean? Slipped up one time.
I think Ant is really like that. And I honestly don't think that Ja is on the same level as Ant as a player. That's just my personal from just watching them. Like, I think in those crucial moments, the way that Ant has been showing KD, like, nah, nigga, like, I'm about Damn, to hit this shot.
We forgot.
You know, Ja only been gone one season, right? You're talking like this man hasn't hooped. Like you're really tripping right now.
Bro. Hey, we forgot that nigga was running at niggas, boy.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey,
This is what I'm gonna support, Jason.
Jason, in this way, yes, Jaws has been incredible so far in his career. Everybody knows, man. I'm a big Ja fan or whatever. But playoffs, that nigga Anthony Edwards is flawless 3 out of 3 times now.
I just watched three that nigga crack the. What he cracked the Warriors? Who else he cracked? On that run when Ja was moving, he was doing his West Side in the playoffs. Who was that against the Timberwolves,
he forgot how to play basketball.
Man, we always forget to talk about the double teams and the schemes and how.
Nigga, that's the game. You think Anthony Edwards is going single coverage? I hate when niggas do that shit. Like, that's the only nigga that's getting double teamed. The only nigga that's getting schemed.
I'm not saying that. They all get schemed. At the end of the day,
that's a job.
Look, right now they can't do shit with Ant in this series. Them niggas looking old and sick and flabby. Larry Holmes shit over there. You feel me?
Who's the other young niggas
in the league that's like we could put in this category?
American is only Ja, Jason Tatum, Anthony Edwards, Donovan Mitchell.
But I think we seen that book time kind of came in.
Paolo is American.
I fuck with Paolo, but Paolo also doesn't have a personality, so I don't think he's gonna get
right.
I think Paolo's a great player.
He got a personality. He just ain't been able to express it.
Jalen Brunson.
He's in a weird market.
Oh, I thought we forget Jalen Brunson.
Brunson's nice, but he's on the more square side.
That nigga got the square on you. This nigga Bogdanovich wearing Sambas, what kind of shoes is this nigga wearing? He just rolled his ankle wearing some fucking Donovan Mitchell's. Air Dwayne Wade's. Motherfucker weak as hell, but on China Men. Salute to China, we love you.
All right. Let's call that a day, shall we? Thank you. Chase, thanks, Jerv, Jason Madison, Juju, Trey, for joining us as always. Remember, patreon.com/CaptainThings. Make sure you locked in. We are trying to figure out the dates for the next exclusive show. So if you're a Patreon, you want to be able to attend live in person. Probably going to be New York City, might be LA. We'll figure out all those details now, but definitely make sure you're locked in. You got all that going. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers. And this nigga Jerv is so stressed over the Sixers.